You're listening to episode number 224 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Plan to Profit Challenge. You guys have been doing so good. I'm loving all of the comments that we've got going on in the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group. If you haven't been in there yet, you don't know what I'm talking about, go check it out. It's a free Facebook group, and we are doing a free 5-day challenge. All of the days are standalone, so you can jump in at any time, which is pretty cool, including today's. So stick around. So welcome, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. I help female entrepreneurs launch, scale, and systematize their online business. And today we are kicking off, we are in kind of in the middle of our challenge that we've got going on. Hi, you guys. So yesterday we had some really great posts that were going on in the Facebook group. I'm gonna bring up a couple that I saw, really just two. I don't have a ton. You guys know what you're doing, and I'm there really just to kind of give support and encouragement. But other than that, you guys, I'm loving reading your questions, your answers. So first, one that really kind of caught my eye was a post from Leanne. So Leanne said, I'm really struggling plotting out my goals. My business is brand new, so I'm still taking shape. Any tips on where to start with goals when you are starting from scratch? Yes. Okay. So you're definitely not alone, Leanne. And I think, you know, every year it is the hardest when you're first getting started because you don't know where you're going to go or what you really can do or can accomplish. So you kind of just feel like you're throwing out these numbers and who knows what actually will happen. Trust me, it's a lot easier when you've done it a year and you can see what you're really able to do. And now you can go and put that next year, kind of revamp, retweak. Okay. So what I would say for you is give yourself a little grace, and I'm sure there's more than just Leanne that needs to hear this too. Give yourself a little grace and know that whatever you put down, nothing's gonna happen if you don't hit it, right? We're just trying to figure out, where do we wanna head? Where do we wanna go? What does our dream 2018 look like? So even if you're going, I just don't know what that looks like, I don't even know where to go, just throw something down, because if we don't know where we want to head, it's going to be really, really hard to get there in 2018, okay? Now, you can edit your goals, you guys. Just because you're writing them down yesterday or today doesn't mean they're in, you know, it's not like they're in stone and you have to make that happen for 2018. There have been times where I have written down goals and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I don't even really want to do that anymore. Have any of you done that? Comment or give me a like or a thumbs up, something that I know that, yeah, you've changed your goals before and it's okay. Because I want to make sure Leanne knows that that could definitely happen too, and that's all right, all right? Okay, so while we're kind of helping everybody figure out where are we starting, what are we doing, I would look at what do you want to happen and why do you want that to happen? I think we talked about that a little bit on day one, all right? So be thinking about that. Now, Emily had a question, because this was, I think, one of her goals, and she said she's really struggling with, can you do a beta launch after 30 days of consistent daily content? So if she, I'm assuming she means if she jumpstarts her business in 30 days, can she do a beta launch, okay? So she's saying she's doing lives, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, blogs, okay? So it sounds like it's a lot of places. Now, Emily, I think anything is possible. I have seen people do beta launches after 7 days. So the answer is absolutely yes, yes you can. Now, I also want to warn you, because there are some people that have done these beta launches after 30 days and they're not getting results. Well, it's not about just checking the boxes of consistent content, but are you getting consistent content that is truly getting your people engaged, getting them excited, right? So I do think you absolutely can do this. Now, we're doing a 5-day challenge here, and there are some people that are brand new to me. If you've never met me before this 5-day challenge, you maybe found me from a Facebook ad or something, or somebody recommended this to you, put in the comments below if you are brand new, okay? I would love to see who that is. All right, I knew something was wrong. My phone has no comments, and I thought, really, nobody's talking to me? And then I see on Facebook, I'm on my computer, you really are commenting, so good. I'm like, what's going on? So I'm gonna have to kind of read your comments down here, but keep them coming. I'm loving this. So if you are brand new to me, let me know. So Joyce just said, me, Amy, Melissa, Tracy, Karen, lots of brand new people. So this is a good example because Emily is wondering, can I really launch something with people meeting me for just 30 days? Well, here's spoiler alert. In 48 hours, I am going to launch something. And I will guarantee you that somebody who is completely brand new, that has never heard of me before, will buy. Why do I know that? Because it happens every single time. Because you can come on and give great content and have people feel like they really truly got to know, like, and trust you. You resonate with them. They're seeing something in you that they see in themselves. And they're going, this is the person that I want to learn from. And they will buy. Okay? Now, could you do a 5-day challenge and somebody brand new coming in doesn't buy? Absolutely. Because we can't just check those boxes. We can't just say, but Stacy, I came and I did everything you said. Well, we have to make sure we're building up that list, right? We're building up that engagement and we need visibility. So you can't just come on and do live content for 30 days. You've got to focus on getting that visibility plan. So Emily, yes, you absolutely can do it, but we've got to make sure we do it in the right way with strategies and systems, okay? All right. So remember, you guys, next week, early next week, I'm going to be bringing out my prize wheel, giving away some really good stuff, including some of my courses, some of them valued up to $1,000. So make sure you are commenting every single day with your post. I would really appreciate you putting them in there within 24 hours. We cannot guarantee that we'll be able to go back after that because we have so many people posting in this challenge, okay, which is exciting. So now today, you guys, what we're focusing on today is taking this 360-degree look of not just you and not just your business, but you yourself, okay? I'm talking personal and business because they go hand in hand and they work together or they can work against you, all right? So I want to know, sorry, I keep looking down now, but I have to read my comments over here. I want to know, who are you, right? What are the most amazing things about you and what are some things that you have to work on? And what qualities and characteristics that you have that are just setting you apart from everybody else, okay? Because every single thing that comes down to why would somebody buy my program and not somebody else's is because of those strengths, right? And it might be my weaknesses that they don't buy. So we need to take that evaluation and we need to know what's going on. All right, I'm gonna put a separate window here so I can read your comments as I'm cruising. All right. So here's what we're doing on day three today, you guys. We are going to do what we call a SWOT analysis. So it's an abbreviation. It stands for your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, okay? As we're looking at all of those, I don't just want to know your business strengths. I want to know your personal strengths, then your business strengths, your personal weaknesses, then your business weaknesses, okay? So take a minute. What are some of your personal strengths? What is one personal strength that you know you have, okay? So this should not be something that takes you a long time to think about. This should be something you're like, this is it, I know it. Post it in the comments, I wanna see them come through. One of my personal strengths, if I were to say to you, okay, this is what I do really well with. One of my things is I'm very dedicated. If I say I'm gonna do something, I do it, right? So that is one of my personal strengths. I wanna know yours. Cindy's is resilience, love it. Julie posted almost at the exact same time, resilience too. Jamie Jo said she's very encouraging, which is such a great personal strength. That is something that I always tell people this, and you might think this is, you might not know this about me, but a lot of times I don't even think to compliment as much. I am the person that's like, ooh, okay, you should do this or you should do that. I have to really make my brain go, but you did a great job at this, okay? It's not something that comes very naturally to me, but I obviously have to work on it. And as a coach, you have to do it, right? You have to make sure that you are sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that is all part of it. So I love, Jamie Jo, that you wrote that down. Layla said she is a big picture thinker. Ooh, I love that. A really good one, okay? Compassionate, Joyce said. I hope I'm saying that right. Creativity, love it. Holly said organized. Organized is a great strength. I mean, life gets crazy, life gets busy, so does our work. And the more organized we are, the easier it is, right? Okay, these are good ones. Now, what is something in your business that is not a personal strength? What is a business strength that you have? Okay, what is something in business that you're like, this is something good about me that maybe other people don't have? Okay, for me, I always say my business coaching business, my strength is that I actually have another business that is successful that I have had before I started coaching businesses online. Which is not as common as you would think, right? Some people just have their coaching online and that's all they do, which is fine. But one of my strengths is that I can go back to my brick and mortar business. And if you're like, hey, what do I do about an angry customer that said this? How do I respond? How do I do this? I can say, well, here's what we've done in the past. Or, okay, this unique situation came up. What would you have done? Well, in the last 15 years, here's how I've handled something like that, right? So that's a huge strength for me as a business owner. Okay. Mindy just had 20 years experience before starting her business online. Perfect. Dina, happy you're here. Amy said, adaptable, flexible. Sorry, these are going so fast. I'm trying to read them. Jennifer, patience. Joyce, resourceful. Great. Okay, so you guys are getting it. You're understanding what I'm talking about with this. Now, this is a great one. You've got to know your strengths because you've got to play into your strengths, okay? Now, your weaknesses, right? This is where it gets a little like, oh, okay, how do I do this? How do I make this work, okay? So your weaknesses, what's a personal weakness that you have and what is a business weakness? As much as it stinks to be writing these things down or to be thinking about it, we need to know what we're not great at so we can help get somebody in here that can help us complement those skills, those services. So I'm not saying like, oh, you're horrible at this. Well, that's okay because you have these other strengths. No. We need to know so we can get some other great people on our team, build that wish list of who we're gonna hire at some point in 2018 to help us with that, okay? Let's say you said your personal weakness was dedication. It's hard for you to wake up every day and actually do this and get to work. Well, you might need somebody who can be that kind of like that butt kicker, right? To say, we're meeting at 9, here's what you need to get done, and here's what I need you to do. Okay, so what we call that is an integrator. You might need somebody to help you get things done if you are a really great starter, but you never finish anything. One of my clients yesterday from Powerhouse, we jumped on a call and she said, like, she's amazing. And every time she says something, she's like, the tech stuff is gonna hold me back. Okay, great. If the tech stuff is your weakness, hire somebody to help you with the tech stuff. Just get it off your plate and you do you as in another area that you know you're amazing at, okay? So what are those weaknesses? One of my weaknesses, you guys, is I move very quickly, which can be a strength, but it can be a weakness because when I have a good idea, I wanna do it tomorrow. And sometimes because I wanna go so quickly, I won't implement as well as I could have because I do it so fast, okay? So I need to have somebody that I can bounce ideas off of, slow me down a little bit to say, listen, I know it's a great idea, but it can happen next week and not tomorrow, right? Or next month and not next week. So I know that that is something that I do all the time. I move very, very quickly. And I need somebody just to go, that might not be the best decision right this second, okay? Now, what is a business weakness that you have? Meaning you're really, really struggling with something specific, right? So it could have been like that tech issue, like, or I'm not a great copywriter. I don't know how to write. I'm not good at social media. What are some business weaknesses that you have that we can now go in and hire somebody, help fill that gap? Yesterday, somebody wrote that they're just super overwhelmed and they don't know what to do next. They don't know where to focus on. You might need a coach. You might need to have somebody help you every single week, hold you accountable and give you the strategy of what to do next. You might need a house cleaner. Now, okay, again, we're talking business here, so I'm kind of going back to personal, but you've got to figure out where are these weaknesses coming from, right? So how can we be stronger in our business? But we've got to know where we're struggling right now. You might be awful at Facebook ads and you want to start growing your business and scaling those numbers, or you want to learn Pinterest, but you're not good at that. Like, we've got to figure out, what are we going to work on for next year? Okay. Melissa said, I'm an overthinker to the point of not accomplishing tasks. Oh my goodness. Okay, so you're the opposite of me. But again, I wish I had some of that sometimes. So sometimes we can just procrastinate and wait too long. And it's not that she's procrastinating. She's just constantly going, but what if? What if I should do this? Or what if we tried that? Or all of a sudden, and it just keeps going and going, and then nothing gets put out, okay? She needs somebody to help her go, okay, it's good. Good enough. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's implement, okay? All right. Julie said the same thing. I tend to overthink. Oh man, you guys, I wish I had a little bit of that in me because I'm just like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Okay. We got a couple overthinkers, you guys. Okay. Well, you might need to work with me because let me tell you, I will help you move very, very quickly. All right. Scheduling and strategy and daily tasks. Okay. So again, you might need somebody to help you, a virtual assistant, somebody to help manage your calendar, etc. It might even be sometimes not a person, it might be a software or something where you're like, oh, if I just had something to automate this, this would be perfect, right? So it doesn't have to be people, it could be tools, technology that you need, anything like that. It could be just putting a system in place to help you actually do that. Okay. Strategies and processes for Dina is a weakness. I need the strategies to put in place, but then I'm good to go. Okay. Love it. All right. So now we're only done with two out of the four, you guys. Opportunities. So what are some opportunities that you have as a business? Okay. So are there potential partnerships? Do you have people that you could collaborate with? Maybe get on a Facebook Live interview, be on a podcast, on a guest, a guest expert opportunity. Maybe you could be a guest blogger somewhere. What are some great opportunities? Could you speak on somebody's stage? This is where like the sky is the limit here. So you're gonna write down a bunch of those, okay? So this one's a little bit, it's easier to understand, but it's harder because there's so many of these out there, okay? The last one, what are the threats to your business, okay? So these can be personal because again, your personal goes hand in hand with your business. So if you're like, I just don't have any time. I'm a stay-at-home mom with my kids. We had somebody out here yesterday that had 10 of them. Can imagine being a stay-at-home mom with 10 kids. Well, some of them would be in school, so that would be good. Not unless she homeschools them. So anyway, is it time? Is it your energy? Is it cash flow, right? You just don't have the money right now to do it. What is that? You know, is it the consistency? You don't have the consistency that you're putting in? Anything. It might be that social media changes every other day and you just can't keep up, right? It's hard to keep up with everything that's constantly updating. Like the other day when Facebook just made an unannounced change to Facebook cover photos and they were all crazy looking different sizes. Would have been nice to know, but in a perfect world, yeah, that would happen. But life isn't perfect. And sometimes they spring stuff on us and we're not going anywhere. We love Facebook, so we're gonna stick around. All right. So today for day three, what you're going to do is you're going to post in the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group, your strength, your weakness, your opportunities, your threats. You might be able to go on and on and on and on and on with these, but really just pick the main ones that you can focus on. Because when you start writing like a million weaknesses, okay, first, don't be so hard on yourself, right? Second, focus on the big ones that come to mind because we want to make sure we can really help like complement those weaknesses. And if you've got 30 that you're looking at, you're going to be overwhelmed, okay? All right. Sarah said, I'm a single mom in a foreign country with a day job and a business. My threat, Lisa said, is my ability to stay focused and consistent. Jennifer said, I'm trying to blend two genres together, which can blend, but both are highly saturated, okay? Yes, Dina, I am so bummed about the Facebook change the live video where you can't fast forward me right now if you were watching the replay. That is a game changer in a bad way. I don't know that I'm loving that right now. The only thing that, here's the thing though, guys. When stuff like that happens and you're like furious, know that it happens to everybody, right? Not just you. And when we do Facebook Lives and things like that, right now we've got people that have been watching since the beginning. We can retarget people that have watched the video for 50% of the time or a certain percentage of the time. So when you actually have people on the whole time or 50% of the time actually watching it in the way that it's supposed to be watched, you're getting really targeted people. So it's not always a bad thing. In the moment, it feels like, why are they doing this to us, right? But then in the future, the ones that are go-getters and we're on it and we are seeing these trends happen immediately and we're problem solvers, we figure out how to make it work anyway. And we figure out the new strategies. So if you're ever wondering, like, what if this online business goes away? Or what if this doesn't work? Or what if Facebook goes away tomorrow, right? There are always going to be people that are problem solvers that figure out the next way to do it, right? The hard stuff, you guys, makes it better. Like the quote is, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right? So the hard stuff is the stuff that's going to help us. Now, who knows what the new strategies are going to be with this new Facebook, like fast forwarding and stuff. But trust me, there will be strategies and people will be coming out and saying, only record videos that are this long or only do this. And all of a sudden the game will change and we'll get comfortable and then the game will change again. But that's what keeps it interesting. If everything stayed normal and the same, it would be really hard to stand out because we wouldn't be able to kind of have that latest, you know, cutting edge strategy. Does that make sense, you guys? So as much as I'm upset with you too, Dina, we'll figure it out. We always do, okay? Jennifer said, but I can't backtrack to find something I want to hear again. I know, you just have to go back and listen to the whole thing, which who knows if it was an intentional thing or they're going like, oh, that was a bad idea, let's change it. Who knows what will happen? You just have to kind of be in the moment and figure out what to do for now and we'll figure it out later, okay? All right, Bonnie said, that's why it's good to have a few social media accounts like Instagram and Twitter. Well, right, you should never have your eggs all in one basket, for sure. For sure. But it's not something that's going to just make me up and leave either. We're just going to figure out how to make it work on this platform. Okay. All right, guys. Really quickly, you're not done yet. You're going to go in the Facebook group. You're going to post your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. We are on day four tomorrow. Okay. Day four. I'm super excited about day four. And day four is all about your 90-day goals. So we did like the big year yesterday, but today, I'm like, what day are we on? Yes, but today, or I should say tomorrow, we're gonna make sure you've got a game plan for 90 days. So when people are saying, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what to do next, or I don't even know where to start, tomorrow we've got you covered. This is gonna be something that you take and you put on your computer screen or your, like a post-it on your computer, post-it in your office, something that you know what you're gonna do over the next 90 days, okay? All right, ladies, thank you for a really great day today. I hope that you are crushing this challenge. If you have to catch up, this is the time. Go do it. No worries. Don't feel like you can't hurry and quick catch up. These videos are short and sweet, and we've got a recap page for you. We'll make sure that that's in the pinned post in the Facebook group. If you are not getting the emails and want to be, go to bit.ly/plan2profitchallenge. Go get those emails. We've got the recap page that'll be sent to you as well in there. You'll get all of the details, okay? Have a great rest of your day. I will see you in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. Bye, everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.